أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Now, today we'll talk about Imamah. Okay, what do we believe about Imamah? Brothers and sisters, Imamah, our doctrines concerning here in Imamah, infallibility of the Imam, attributes and knowledge of the Imam, obedience to the Imams, love for the Ahlul Bayt, the Holy Imams, Imamah being decided by divine commission. Alright, and also number of the Imams, then Al-Imam Al-Mahdi Ajjalallahu Farajah Sallallahu Makhrajah, then the return Al-Raj'ah. And we will start, okay, with the Imamah. We believe that Imamah is one of the fundamentals of religion. Once faith is imperfect without belief in Imamah. It means anybody who said, I am a mu'min, he should have full faith in Imamah. If he doesn't have full faith in Imamah, he isn't mu'min, and his iman is what? Imperfect. His iman is imperfect. It is also unacceptable to depend upon one's father's folks or mentors as regard. So we don't have to depend upon our parents, our fathers, our folks, our relatives, or person we love, or mentors, Abu Ruhi, as regards the belief in Imamah. No matter how great these individuals might be, it doesn't matter if these people are great, but it shouldn't I count on them to believe in Imamah. So rather it is obligatory upon every individual to investigate and to evaluate the matter of Imamah, as exactly as it is obligatory to investigate the unity of the worshipped Lord and Prophethood. So brothers and sisters, it is important for a person to investigate about Imamah, and he should think of Imamah, he should investigate of Imamah, just like how he investigate about the prophethood. And as we think, yes, release from one's liability from religious duties and obligations depends upon one's belief in Imam, as it is then obligatory to obey the Imam in the performance of one's religious duties. However, if Imam is not accepted as one of the fundamentals of religion, it is then, brothers and sisters, it is then obligatory on account of reason to believe in Imam, to be released from one's liability from religious duties and obligations, because not all duties and obligations can be decided with certainty without sufficient knowledge. Therefore, it is necessary to refer to persons who we believe have achieved such knowledge of religious duties, such as the Imam, according to the faith of the Imamiyya, and others according to each sect's faith. So, even if man does not believe in Imam and does not suppose that it is a fundamental of Islam, he should examine the concept of Imam, if only absolve himself of responsibility in this matter. Okay, and also we believe that Imam, just like prophethood, is a necessary grace of Almighty Allah. As a result, there must be what? There must be in each age an Imam leader to represent the Prophet in his missions of guiding and leading human beings towards the right path, that they might achieve prosperity and pleasure in this world as well as the next. Such a leader must also enjoy the same authority enjoyed by the Prophet, such as supreme authority over the people, so that he can manage their affairs and interests, maintain justice among them, and wipe out injustice and oppression. Okay, so accordingly, Imam is only a continuation of prophethood, and the reason for which Almighty Allah sent messengers and prophets is also the reason why the Prophet must be succeeded by an Imam. In view of that, we, the Imamiyya Shia Ithna Ashariyya, state that Imam cannot be decided without a commission from Almighty Allah. Yes, definitely. Conveyed to us by the Holy Prophet Salawatullahi Wasalamuhu Alayhi, or the previous Imam Alayhi Salam. Imam is thus not subordinate to selection or choice by the people, for they are not authorized to nominate anyone to this position if they desire, and to depose anyone they do not like from this position, and thus remain without an Imam, because من مات ولم يعرف إمام زمانه مات ميتة جاهلية. He who dies without recognition of the Imam of his time has in fact died, just like the ignorant ones who died before accepting Islam. Yes, through uninterruptedly transmitted narrations, reports quoted the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi as having confirmed the previous decision. From the above, we conclude that it is impossible that any age can be devoid of divinally commissioned leader, it being obligatory on the people to obey him. Example, the Imam, whether they like him or not, support him or not, obey him or not, or whether he is present or absent. Yes, or whether he is present or absent from their sight. In the same way as it is acceptable for the Prophet salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi to absent himself from people's sight, such as his disappearance from view in the cave or in the cool, it is acceptable for the Imam to absent himself from view, be his occultation long or short, according to reason Almighty Allah has said in the Holy Quran, وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَاد, and there is a guide for every people. وَإِن مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ, there is not a nation but a warner has passed among them. Okay, brothers and sisters, and also here we have to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let earth and his creatures without Imam to lead them, to show them which is the right way, which is the good way to worship Allah, because he is hujjah on the people. So brothers and sisters, we have to notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending Imam for us, for what? To get the benefit. This is for our benefit. It is not because Allah needed, but we need it. So Imam, it is one of the what? One of the fundamentals of the religion, because Al Imam, he himself who followed the Prophet, and he himself who continue for the Prophet. Message and protect the religion. And this is all for today. And inshallah tomorrow we will take the infallibility of the Imam. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.